Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today, as usual on Monday, is Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. And folks, if you think that the Israeli lobby is not worried, contemplate what Greg was saying today about all of the advanced sales for the Mearsheimer Walt book. Two Jewish men, one from the University of Chicago, one from Harvard, are saying that the Israeli lobby has a disproportionate influence and control of the American government and of American foreign policy. This has Abe Foxman of the ADL going nuts. It has the Chicago Council on Global Affairs going nuts. Presumably, it has the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission going nuts. It has certain worried people in the executive and legislative branches of the United States government going nuts. Let's root on Mearsheimer and Walt, and let's root on Greg Felton, because their books, folks, when you see the rankings on Amazon, it's absolutely amazing. And I'm even more impressed, frankly, and I'm not saying this because Greg Felton is my friend. I'm saying this because I believe it to be objectively true. I think the ranking for The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, is even more impressive than the advanced sales for Mearsheimer and Walt, for the simple reason that Greg Felton has not had the media coverage in the United States that Mearsheimer and Walt have had. He's not been in the New York Times, to my knowledge, or the Washington Post. No one is talking about the review of his book was done of the Mearsheimer Walt position in the London Review of Books. And yet, despite that, Greg Felton's book is really creeping up there in the political science rankings of Amazon.com. Somebody out there is paying attention to his column in Vancouver. Somebody is reading the Canadian Arab News. Somebody is looking at GregFelton.com with regularity. Somebody is listening to Greg Felton all the time here on this show with Mark Dankos America. I think all of the available evidence suggests that that's true. And I'm glad to say that today on the show today, not simply because Greg's book is objectively worthwhile, but because his book, along with the one that Mearsheimer and Walt are about to release on the 4th of September, is bringing truth to people who have not known it before and who need to know it and who need to act upon it. Greg, where do you think we are at this particular point? This Dodd break-in is kind of an odd story, isn't it?
Read some of the AP stories on it. They vary in complexity depending which source you use. But it'd be very interesting to see if, in fact, the intent of the break-in was not to steal something, but to leave something behind as a warning to Dodd not to run for the office. For the presidency. Now, I don't know if this is true. I have no knowledge of what happened. But if somebody were to break into Dodd's office and not steal something conspicuous, and you're quite right, I mean, why Christopher Dodd, of all people? He's not usually mentioned as one of the front runners. But because Dodd, I don't think, is part of the bought and paid for Israel lobby, the way Pelosi or Obama or what's his name, or Clinton, what the other Democrats are, I would think that maybe this is a warning not to get involved. That's one way I could just sort of theorize, you know, in by myself about this, because let's not forget that it was the anthrax that was delivered to Leahy and Dennis Hastert that pushed them into approving some of the more odious aspects of the Patriot Act. These are the two men that got the anthrax sent to them. And these were some of
We'll be back.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We're back. This is Mark Dan, Cross America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton is our special guest today, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Wanted to mention, of course, that tomorrow from 7 to 9 Central on this show, 7 to 9 a.m. Central, Ray McGovern will be on, a veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. Ray used to be involved in preparing the national intelligence estimates for the president in his former role as an analyst for the Central Intelligence Agency. We're going to talk about Mr. Bush and his craziness, talk about the lunacy of this war, talk about the craziness of attacking Iran. That's with Ray McGovern tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. He represents the veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. And, of course, Ray has an awful lot of things that he's written for, Information Clearinghouse. Greg Felton's latest article is at Information Clearinghouse, by the way. Ray McGovern can be found at antiwar.com and lots of other places. This very, very storied, legendary figure in the American Central Intelligence Agency in days past is going to be giving us his own take on what is going on in this country and in the Middle East. Hesham Talawi will then join us from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, Central Time, to talk about Dr. Talawi's recent trip to Palestine. Dale Crowley Jr., who had for many, many years on WFAX up in Washington, a radio show entitled Focus on Israel. Dale Crowley Jr. will be my regular from now on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time. And then Chuck Carlson will join us on Thursday. Chuck is with WeHoldTheseTruths.org, WHTT.org. Chuck Carlson has been a leading force as a Christian in fighting the Christian Zionist movement and fighting the kinds of things that are being promoted by John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio. And that morning before Chuck comes on, I hope to read an article from Culture Wars, Dr. E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars, in the latest edition of that publication, that very fine publication, which is the July-August 2007 edition. Jeannie Conte, C-O-N-T-E, Jeannie Conte of Ohio, has an essay entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. This is a marvelous, marvelous article by Jeannie Conte. I've invited her to come on the show. She is not that comfortable with radio formats, but has put me on to somebody at Ohio State University who is going to come on at some point to discuss what Jeannie has written in this post. That is pages 24 through 35 in the current Culture Wars of E. Michael Jones, and that is the July-August 2007 edition. Jeannie Conte's essay, The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. I hope to read that, or significant portions of that essay, Thursday morning before Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths comes on the air. Greg, as we look at all of these different things, again, we're talking a little bit about this bizarre story of this break-in into Chris Dodd's office. I mean no disrespect to Christopher Dodd, but I did not think he was that big a threat to the political establishment of the Democratic Party that anybody would do something this crazy. But quite clearly, for somebody to engage in this sort of a criminal act, there must be something going on here that suggests that Dodd is in possession of information they don't want him to have, or they're trying to threaten him in some way to keep him out of this thing.
Well, that's all that I can think of. I mean, I can understand if someone thought Hillary Clinton were remotely credible and went into her office. But, I mean, Dodd is, he's just a decent guy, and that may be his biggest problem. I think, as we've mentioned before, what's happening in the States is the obvious fact is that the Israel lobby is very, very frightened because for the first time, it is on the defensive. It can no longer rely on the media to cover up every aspect of its criminality. And they're fighting a rearguard action, the likes of which this country has never seen. And when you have a criminal entity like Israel, the Israel lobby, fighting for its survival, it will resort to any methods necessary. We're going to see politics in the United States, believe it or not, get a lot uglier before it gets any better. And that's because we're seeing the Americans standing up or realizing what has happened to their republic. And the more that the Israel lobby comes under scrutiny, the more you're going to see a lot of blatant criminal activity against people like Christopher Dodd, if in fact this turns out to be what happens. I say I'm no more able to determine what happened than anybody else is. I don't know why these burglars went into Dodd's office. But it would not be inconsistent with the behavior of the lobby to pick someone like Dodd, who is a decent man, and to leave behind physical evidence, as was mentioned in the AP report, to convince him not to run for office. And I say, I don't know if that's what happened, but it's not inconsistent with what we know about the lobby.
Yes, and will definitely be a story that we'll be watching in the days ahead. And as you've pointed out, Greg, and this is something that continues to impact my own thinking, between your book and the Mearsheimer-Walt book that's coming out and some of the things that Mark Lynn routinely covers for the American Free Press, more people are finding out about a lot of things that the Israeli lobby has not wanted them to find out about, and that in the past they've been able to conceal because of their absolute control of corporate news media in this country. Now, that's not changed, but what has changed, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, is that internet technology has made responsible research on the other side available to people who never had access to it before, and the information dissemination is causing a breakdown in the Israeli lobby's monolithic control of the flow of information and analysis. Now, since I believe that to be happening, and since they're obviously panicking in the wake of the fact that the old methods are simply not producing the results that they used to, what kinds of things, if things are going to get uglier in this country with the political process because of this situation, what kinds of things might we anticipate that the Israeli lobby is going to do, potentially as false flag operations, to continue having the ball bouncing their way?
False flag operations. Well, it's really hard to say what they could do. But they could always go after buildings again. I mean, it's hard to know because Americans aren't quite as stupid as they were after September the 11th. Because Americans could be stampeded into thinking that, oh, the nasty Arabs did it. But that doesn't wash anymore. The American public has been disabused of the illusions that have animated the Israel lobby since Bush took office. And I don't think that a false flag operation could expect to have as much influence as it did on September the 11th. You know, if I were I really don't know where the Israel lobby could stage as an operation, but I think it can do things far more clandestinely, far more destructively. For example, by suspending the right to strike, by denying people the right to boycott Israeli goods, by doing things legislatively to hamstring the American citizen from exercising his individual will. In these states right now, I was reading a story out of Colorado a few years ago that if someone goes into a store, an electronics store, and asks the clerk, "Excuse me, are any of the products in this particular device, a phone or a VCR player, are any of these made in Israel?" You can be arrested. For asking
really?
That question. Yeah. You're not allowed to ask if any part of any item you buy comes from Israel. Because if some clerk says, yes, it does, well, that could mean the client might not wish to buy that product. And that means less money going to Israel. And you can't do that in the United States. You are not allowed to speak out against Israel. You're not allowed to take action against Israel. Americans are not allowed to exercise their own judgment in what they buy. And I found that to be astounding.
Yeah, it's incredibly astounding. And, you know, when you think about it, if it is the case that Michael Chertoff is about to become the Attorney General of the United States, you wonder what other brands of unconstitutional legal lunacy could follow in the wake of a replacement like that. We've got a caller, Greg, and I know you've got about 12 minutes to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, hello, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a question for you and for Mr. Filton. Sir, you said that John Mersham or Stephen Walt are Jewish?
That's my understanding.
Okay. And sir, I have a question for Mr. Filton. What does he think of what happened regarding the Jewish lobby and the Anti-Defamation League, in particular, regarding the meeting that took place at Watertown regarding the Armenian genocide, because the Jewish lobby refused to and the Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman and those people, they refuse to claim that the genocide of the Armenians is a genocide, and they support the Turkish government's view, and the Jewish lobby wants to make sure that the Armenians don't get the recognition that what happened to them is a genocide.
Our bumper music is up. When we come back, Greg, field that question in the last 10 minutes of your appearance today, and Ramsey, stay on the line. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Flight from the dollar. It's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton has about 7 minutes to go before he needs to depart for other responsibilities in Vancouver this morning. So, so Greg, take it away in regard to Ramsey's question.
Well, the answer is the 11th commandment. Thou shalt have no other genocide before me, and thou shalt not allow any other group to claim genocide, lest anybody take attention away from the Holocaust and the attendant myths that surround it. I mean, the Armenians have a claim against the Turks. I mean, quite clearly they do. But if the Israel lobby decided to admit that, well, that they might admit, well, what other groups could have a genocide? And does genocide have any objective standard by which the mass murder of a people could be called a genocide? And if that happens, then the whole then the game is up. Because according to the Rome Statute of international law, what Israel is doing to the Palestinians qualifies as a genocide, by definition. And if Israel admits this, well, then everything is lost. I mean, they might as well pack up and go back to Europe where they came from. So Israel can never allow any other group to claim the same rights for victimhood that the Zionists, that the Jews arrogate to themselves. There's only one genocide, according to official dogma, and that is the genocide of Hitler against the Jews. That's it. No one is allowed to partake of that word unless they committed a blasphemy against the Church of Holocaustianity. And that's essentially the sad truth of it. I mean, Abraham Foxman is a professional shill for a fascist police state, and nobody should really take Abraham Foxman seriously. The man is a reprehensible liar, a thug, and a bully. And his job is to be a reprehensible thug and a bully for a country run by reprehensible thugs and bullies. I hope I answered your question, Ramsey.
Yeah, I guess he's dropped off, Greg. But, oh, you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, well, Sorry? Yes. Did that answer the question you had, Ramsey?
Yes.
Very good, sir. Greg needs to depart in just about 4 minutes, Ramsey. Did you have anything else for him between now and 4 minutes from now?
I just want to say that I got Mr. Felton's book a few days ago, and I've read the first chapter, and I'm really glad that I got the book. So
well, thank you very much, Ramsey.
Yeah, it's like the first chapter was Mr. Felton talked about how the war for oil was all completely wrong, because the United States didn't need to go to war to attack Iraq to get the oil and he goes really technical into that, so I'm really glad I got the book. I'm going to finish the book. Thanks.
God bless
you,
sir.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, Greg, we've got 3 minutes before you need to shove off for this morning. What would you like to conclude with, sir?
Well, I'd like to conclude with that. I know you have advertised on the RBN to talk about the end times, and they refer to numerous biblical passages to it, and I'm just wondering if we're seeing the end times of the evangelical movement. Because at some point, I mean, Americans are, I think, fundamentally individualist, and they're not psychopaths. The average American is not a loon. I ran into a man from Montana the other day on the subway here. It says, we
yes.
know what's going on. And, I mean, the Americans are not stupid. They know what's going on, and it's only a matter of time before this whole repugnant house of cards collapses. Because even something as huge and as seemingly indestructible as Soviet Russia, that collapsed. The Roman Empire collapsed. Hitler's Germany collapsed. And so will Israel-America, the perverse hybrid of the United States and Israel. It will collapse. It just is a matter of time, and only the time is unknown. But let us take a biblical reference and speak about the end times of the Israel-American Empire. And there's not just rumors of wars. There are wars. So everything is a biblical fixation about the Jews is taking place and is applicable to the United States and Israel. And
yeah, and I would say that what we're looking at, Greg, and I know you've got 2 minutes before you need to mount up, and then I, of course, have another 30 minutes to go where we're going to be talking about a series of things related to your comments this morning. But in regard to this question of the end of Protestant evangelicalism in America, I think that maybe the better way of putting that for me would be the end of the dispensationalist premillennial heresy within Protestant evangelicalism in America. I think that it's beginning to be recognized by at least a few people in that movement that this dispensationalist hijacking of Protestant evangelicalism has taken us, taken the evangelical movement in the wrong direction, and that they need to reclaim their own theology prior to the year 1830. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My thanks to Greg Felton for being on today, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. very, very interesting to see all of the things that are going on in the news, including the fact that Attorney General Gonzalez has resigned, apparently. He's going to be making that announcement right about now. And then Mr. Bush is expected to make a statement about this at 11 o'clock or 11:30 in the morning from his ranch in Crawford. As was pointed out by Greg Felton this morning, this is a most interesting, interesting thing for a couple of reasons. One, most ominously, Mr. Bush is likely to nominate, according to CNN, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff to the position. Do we really want an Israeli citizen, an Israeli intelligence asset, to be the Attorney General of the United States? It might make us miss Alberto Gonzalez. Let's watch this thing very, very closely. Gonzalez is apparently out. Chertoff is apparently about to go in. Is the United States Congress just going to sit there and watch this, folks, without any input whatsoever as to what this would mean if Chertoff ends up getting this position? This is very, very interesting. Keep an eye on it. And let's trust that at the American Free Press and at the Republic Broadcasting Network that we keep the public informed in regard to what this move might really mean. It clearly also means, as Greg Felton was talking about this morning, that the Bush administration is coming apart at the proverbial seams, the proverbial seams. Gonzalez is out. Karl Rove is out. Rumsfeld is out. Bartlett is out. Portman's out. Harriet Myers is out. Sarah Taylor's out. J.D. Crouch is out. Folks, the chickens are scattering. And as we watch this whole circumstance unfold, at one level, it's a positive. I think it's a great thing that this whole thing is starting to come apart at the seams, just as we all knew that it would. For when you violate the fundamental laws of history and the fundamental laws that govern all governments and empires and continue to do so in perpetuity, you'll eventually collapse. It's happened so many times throughout history that the examples are too numerous to go into here. But this is, at one level, what's clearly transpiring. The departure of Gonzalez and Rove is just the latest in a laundry list of people who have decided that it's time to get out of Dodge. Now, that's the good news. The bad news, in the case of the Attorney General slot, is that Michael Chertoff is purportedly the person in line to succeed Gonzalez. That is simply an ominous, ominous development, and we need to tell our elected lawmakers exactly what we think of that if it happens. The other thing is this. When people are desperate, evil people are desperate, they do crazy and irresponsible and criminal things. Greg Felton talked about that on the show this morning. What is this criminal cabal doing as things continue to unravel? What will they be doing? They're in a panic. They have to be. Bush has got to be in a panic. Abe Foxman has got to be in a panic. The Israeli lobby generally has to be panicking. As we begin to see the American public coming to some beginning of an awakening in regard to the war in Iraq, in regard to the central banking crisis, the latest version of which has been caused by these subprime mortgage loaning practices and the creation of securities packages based upon those subprime mortgage loans that are now resulting in incredible exposure on the part of our central banks. This gets back to what we were talking about last week. Matthias Chang has been sending out updates to me from Malaysia in regard to the central banking crisis. Does anyone really understand the significance of the Feds and the discount rate? Does anyone understand the fact that these central banks that got a discount rate loan from the Feds last week normally are expected to repay those loans the next business day, but have a 30-day repayment plan, a 30-day renewable payment plan authorized by the Federal Reserve in order to keep those banks going? This is what Matthias Chang was talking about the other day from Malaysia. Is Wachovia really that exposed? Is Chase that exposed? Is J.P. Morgan that exposed? Is the Bank of America that exposed? That's what Matthias Chang indicates to me in this memo that he sent from Malaysia that I was authorized to read to you over the air coming from him. Folks, these are incredibly disastrous times that are beginning to unfold. And I never thought I would reach the point that I did this morning, where I would open up the front page of the Washington Post at 4 o'clock in the morning and read a front page indication that Army recruitment in this country is resorting to paying new recruits $20,000 in cash as an incentive, as a special incentive, to put the American uniform on for immediate deployment to the Middle East. Folks, let's face it, you begin to look at this whole picture and things are coming apart at the seams. Just as I knew that they would, and just as other commentators who were responsible people knew that it would, when Mr. Bush asked all of us to authorize him or to go along with his so-called authorization for this ill-fated attack on Iraq in March of 2003. That was 4.5 years ago. And since then, a $50 billion war has suddenly become a $500 billion catastrophe with the meter still running. Most of the estimates say that we'll spend between $1 and $1.5 trillion on that disaster by the time that it's over, if it ever ends. We are reading today from Paul Craig Roberts in the August 27th American Free Press that China is holding $900 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds and other dollar assets, and that if we go ahead and attack Iran and Pakistan, which would be the height of lunacy, but that if we do that, the Chinese are in a position to summon our ambassador and to say, if you do this, you'd better be prepared to buy back the $900 billion in T-bonds and other dollar assets. Think through the economic implications of that, folks. We've got no foreign reserves with which to make the purchase. And then the impact of the sale of those securities on U.S. interest rates would wreck the U.S. economy and effectively end Bush's war-making capability. That's what Paul Craig Roberts is saying here. And moreover, as he puts it, other governments would likely follow the Chinese lead. When you consider this, in conjunction with the other stories that we've covered today with Greg Felton, it becomes very, very obvious that we are on the edge of a political and economic and military and cultural apocalypse. I'd like to say something else. I had dinner, or I should say lunch, yesterday with a very fine group of people. One of the individuals who was present at my luncheon is someone who is a regular listener to the Republic Broadcasting Network and is a regular subscriber to the Barnes Review and the American Free Press. And this individual said to me, I don't think this country has another 50 years to go. I believe that. But you know what's interesting? When I look at all of these trends that we talked about this morning with Greg Felton, including this front page post with that the Washington Post has come up with in regard to these $20,000 cash bonus payments to kids to get them to go into this situation in Iraq, and now the jettisoning of the ship by Attorney General Gonzalez, perhaps soon to be replaced by Israeli intelligence analyst Michael Chertoff. When I see that in conjunction with the economic information that we talked about today from Paul Craig Roberts' piece, and again, this incredibly wonderful essay from Jeannie Conti at Culture Wars entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East, when you start looking at all of this data coming in from these various sources, it becomes abundantly clear that I don't think we've got 10 years to go. We've got 10 years or less, folks. Maybe we don't even have 5 years, the way this whole circumstance is now coming about. We are reaching critical mass. And as we reach critical mass, a number of thoughts come to my mind. One is that we do not know what desperate people who have been running this dreadful state of affairs are going to do in the wake of the arrival of critical mass. We know that they're going to panic and that they are panicking. What will they do as a result of that panic to try and keep their hands on the levers of power and to keep their hands on the levers of control of the rest of us? I do not know, but it's worth contemplating. These are dangerous and serious times, and we need to understand the signs of the times eschatologically, as Jesus Christ, I think, describes that in Matthew chapter 24. This then leads us to priorities. Obviously, God needs to be a priority in our lives. I've said that many times in this show. We don't belabor the point. But your own spiritual and theological priorities need to be number one in your life. Your family members and friends and your community and your constitution need to be number two. We can decide, of course, as we deliberate what 3, 4, 5, and 6 might be for any individual people who listen to this broadcast, or what I might list as 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. But the point is we need to get our house in order and get our priorities straight. And one of the things that comes to my mind is the economics of all of this. When I consider that Paul Craig Roberts is the former assistant secretary of the Treasury to Ronald Reagan, and that he's speaking about this kind of impending collapse, and that he's connected with the Hoover Institute and has been a writer for many years for the Wall Street Journal and for the National Review of Bill Buckley, this is incredibly powerful information coming from a person of his stature and his background. You're hearing this from him, not from me. And in conjunction with the military problems and this Middle Eastern problem and the crisis that has been presented by the wholesale attack on the Constitution of this country, as that has been embodied by Mr. Gonzalez, when you take all these things together, we wonder how it's going to play out for us economically. How are any of us going to survive what seems to be coming? Obviously, only by the grace of God at one level. That's the bottom line there. But when we think of concrete steps that we might take to survive all of this, that's going to be a real topic for future show discussions here. You know, the other day somebody was talking to me on the air about this whole business of bean sprouts. I mean, you think about bean sprouts and sprouts, and you start thinking about a clean water supply and having a roof over your head and being in a circumstance where you could protect your family from some attack on the part of a mob of criminal predators. Is this really where we have come? Is this really where we are at this stage of the American experience? I am forced to conclude that it is. And so we need to be praying in the days ahead that God enables us to make some sense out of the mess that has been created by the powers that be. But there you have it. Attorney General Gonzalez is out. Chertoff is likely to be in. Let's hope that report is wrong about Chertoff. Might be great news that Gonzalez is finally out of the picture, but the notion that Chertoff should be the Attorney General of the United States, that is terrifying information. But as far as the leaky boat is concerned, Gonzalez is out, Rove is out, Rumsfeld is out, J.D. Crouch is out, Sarah Taylor is out, Harriet Myers is out, Rob Portman is out, and Dan Bartlett is out, which suggests that despite all of the conventional economic advice that one could have offered at the time, that I made the right choice, dropping out of contention for a job with the White House and coming to work for the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's absolutely factual, folks. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press could tell you about it, that after Mr. Stadtmiller and I had our first chat about my becoming a broadcaster here, I later got an unsolicited call from a personnel director at Mr. Bush's Office of Personnel at the White House, inquiring as to whether or not I might be available for some federal agency as a speechwriter. I prayed through it. I thought about it. I sure could have used the money because I was broke at the time. But I prayed through the whole thing and decided that, no, that's not God's will for my life. I don't know how I'm going to survive economically, but I'm going to start up with RBN. And I'm going to take this small, small church congregation here in San Antonio and just see where God leads. That might be the ultimate advice that I would offer today to you as well. And to all these young people who are taking $20,000 in cash from the United States Army as a bonus to put the uniform on to sign up for this expedition in Iraq, consider that choice very, very carefully. Is that really a patriotic decision? Is that a wise decision? Is that something where your own life is worth what you're being asked to do over there? I would suggest this to the American young people that might be listening to this broadcast either now or later through the archive. I would say, you know, $20,000 is a lot of money to you. It's a lot of money to me in my circumstance. Boy, I can't begin to tell you what it would be like in my present economic circumstances if I had $20,000 or even $2,000 to spend on a discretionary basis. I can't tell you how much that would help me in the midst of what I'm facing right now. But folks, this is how Satan operates, if you want to get theological about it. Satan many times comes to us at our weakest point and offers us a tremendous amount of money and financial largesse to do something that's not in our interest, and that's not of God, and that's truly not in the interests of our family members and friends. But boys, from time to time, when the pot of money comes around, it's very difficult to say no. And I'm not saying that making a lot of money is always ungodly. That's not the case. You might be one of those fortunate people who's been able to make a lot of money doing something that's honorable and that's edifying and that's benefited a lot of people in addition to yourself. And if you're in that category, God bless you. And I know that there are people who are. But if you're someone who has not been blessed by that and is in an economically difficult circumstance today, beware of quick fixes for your problems, just as I have to beware of quick fixes for my problems. When this quasi-offer came from the White House some months ago, boy, it looked good on paper, but my heart said no. That's the good news today. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, my thanks to Greg Felton for being on today. Greg will continue to be my guest on Mondays. He is going to, on a regular basis, however, conclude at 9:30 in the morning Central Time each Monday in order that he might go into his next project, which he has just recently signed up for. So I thank Greg for being on, and you must get a copy of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. And our caller today, Ramsey from Canada, said over the air that he had purchased the book, has read about a chapter, and has not been disappointed. I'm confident that that will be your experience as well, folks. Get a copy of Greg Felton's book. Tomorrow, Ray McGovern and Hesham Talawi are going to be on this show. Ray McGovern from 7 to 9 Central, and then Hesham Talawi from 9 to 10 a.m. Central. Ray McGovern is with Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. He used to prepare national intelligence estimates for the President of the United States as a member of the Central Intelligence Agency. You need to know Ray McGovern, folks. You can find his writings at antiwar.com, Information Clearinghouse, Consortium Blog, and all kinds of different locations. That's Ray McGovern, 7 to 9 Central tomorrow morning, followed by Dr. Hesham Talawi. He's going to be talking about his current, just concluded trip to Palestine. And Hesham provided some wonderful coverage of that event at the conference in Sandpoint, Idaho, that was sponsored a few weeks ago by Pastor Dave Barley and America's Promise Ministries. Hesham Talawi, Mark Lynn, and Michael Collins Piper were all a part of that bash up there. Hesham's going to cover some of that information with me tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Central. And I understand that Hesham Talawi and Ray McGovern know each other. They're very good friends. I did not know that when I scheduled both of them for Tuesday, but that's a pretty good indication sometimes that God has a way of putting good things together despite the host's limitations. On Wednesday, Dale Crowley Jr. will be on. Dale Crowley Jr. is one of the real giants, folks, within Protestant evangelical Christianity, who has been fighting the Christian Zionist heresy for many, many, many years. More years maybe than I've been alive, I don't know. But Dale Crowley Jr. has been involved in print and electronic journalism for many, many years, and for 40 years had a talk show in Washington, the last 20 of which involved WFAX AM up in Washington, and Dale's show that was entitled Focus on Israel. The Israeli lobby finally got Dale Crowley kicked off the air in Washington, D.C., and has been doing its best to suppress the dissemination of his latest book. But he's going to be a regular on this show on Wednesdays, 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning Central Time. That's Dale Crowley Jr., the longtime host of Focus on Israel. And you can find Dale's website at www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. That's www.crowleys, with an S there at that point, crowleysfocusonisrael.com. Chuck Carlson of WeHoldTheseTruths.org will be with me on Thursday. Chuck has a series of projects going on related to Israel and John Hagee and Christian Zionism that are a must for you, folks. You need to listen to that broadcast. And before Chuck comes on Thursday, I'm going to be reading a large segment of Gene Conti's essay in Michael Jones' current edition of Culture Wars. That essay is entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East, and it begins on page 24. And continues all the way through to page 35. That's just what a comprehensive essay it is. In the July-August 2007 edition of Michael Jones' Culture Wars, you must get a copy of that publication, folks. Not simply that edition, but on an ongoing basis, it is well worth your time. And then, of course, on Friday